extraordinary, my sons. Unlike anything the world has ever seen, bound for greatness, destined to protect the people of New York. A dark force is growing. A criminal organization known as the Foot Clan. So named because they step over the good people of this city with no regard. Their leader, the Shredder, will come at you with ferocity. His Foot Clan will outnumber you. The people of New York will look upon you as their only hope. Eyes focused, elbows locked, stands low. And we begin. Be one with the blades. Lead their path. I know you are eager to answer their calls, but your training is not yet complete. The world below must remain your home. As your father, you must trust me. Patience. Patience. You're not yet ready to go above ground, but I believe when that day comes and you rise to the streets, you are going to be responsible for amazing things.
You're the most persistent human I've ever met in my life. I swear. Look, I already told the cops everything, all right?
But maybe there's a detail you could have forgotten to share with the police.
Sweetheart, you don't forget something like that. 10 guys storm in here, broad daylight, force us to the ground at gunpoint, and these are restricted chemicals. Benzyl cyanide and some deaminating agents, too. You don't just buy this stuff, even on the black market.
Wait, you said deaminating agents. Those are used in genetic research. Is there anybody else trafficking these sort of chemicals besides you?
There's one other high-security facility along this waterfront, but they don't move nearly as much cargo as we do.
O'Neill, we're live in 30 minutes. Come on.
Okay.
No. I'll be right back. Please don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Come on. You're killing me.
I'm working.
That's a paying job because we have an actual paying job. Look, you don't think that every crime reporter in the city isn't trying to work this Foot Clan story?
I know that, but there is a new angle on this, and I am this close to getting it. I just need a couple of more.
Let's just stick to what we're good at.
Mm-hmm. Let's stick to what we're good at. We're good at it.
In 5, 4.
Hi, guys. This is April O'Neill from Channel 6 News, and I am here in beautiful New York City on the first day of spring, and you know what that means. It is time to shed that pesky winter weight. And here with me today is celebrity fitness trainer Harley Pasternak. Hi, Harley.
Good morning, April. 20 years I've studied the animal kingdom. There are fat pigs, there are fat cows, there are no fat birds. All right, I want you to visualize a sexy seagull. So we're going to squat down and flap your wings right over there, full extension. Picture you're leaving the cold north and you're flying, you're migrating.
4 years of journalism school so that I can do that. 4 years of my life, Vern. Embarrassing.
Look, O'Neill, I get it. You want to be a serious journalist. I see you sniffing around the newsroom for the big stories. But it's also okay to just give people something a little lighter, a little froth.
Froth?
You know how when you get a coffee, it's just like coffee, and then they put a little froth on it. It's kind of nice.
Vern, that's foam.
Yes, foam, froth, you get the point. It's just, it's nice. It tastes good. It's candy. You ever heard the expression, never take candy from a baby? It's because even babies love candy. It's nice, and you're giving people something they like that's good and nice. They look at you and they see, wow, there's candy. The point is, I think that you should be rewarded, not punishing yourself, okay? And I'm prepared to reward you. I say that we go to my buddy's little restaurant downtown. It's very vibey.
We just ate on the way over here.
No, I know we just... I'm not saying for a full meal. We're just getting appetite.
I gotta go finish that interview. I'll see you at the office first.
I will see you at the office.
I just wanted to follow up, Mr. Rivetti.
Are you kidding me? How'd you get my number?
If I could just ask one more question.
I already told you everything I know about this crime.
Wait.
Okay, you want to know anything else? You go back down to the docks. You see my guy, Stan. He'll tell you anything else you need to know, okay? And hey, do me a favor. Lose my number, all right?
I'm at the docks.
We're in the middle of the evening brief, O'Neill. Whatever you got can wait for tomorrow.
No, I need a camera
went through. I am freaking out. I just saw a Foot Clan attack.
Are you okay?
I was riding my bike by the docks. It was night. It's dark already, and there are Foot Clan soldiers everywhere. And then out of nowhere, there was this guy fighting back against them, and he left behind this symbol. And I know that I've seen it before. I can't remember where, but there is someone fighting back against the Foot Clan. There is a vigilante in this city, and no one knows, but I do. I know. And now I have my story. There is no more froth and foam for me.
What?
Never mind.
All right, we need a lead for tonight. Who's got it?
Major redevelopments proposed for Lower Manhattan.
No.
I got something. NYPD task force taking credit for small decline in foot-related crime.
I like that. Let's run with that.
Yes, ma'am. 7 a.m.
Oh, O'Neill, I'll talk to you in a minute.
No, I know that I'm actually overstepping my boundaries by being here, but I think that you're gonna want to hear that I have to say. I actually think that you're all gonna want to hear what I have to say. I witnessed an attempted Foot Clan robbery at the docks in Brooklyn last night.
Hold on, the scanner said that gunshots were heard, but there were no reports of any Foot Clan activity.
That's because whatever they were attempting to do was stopped.
What are you doing in Brooklyn anyway? Was there a trampoline convention?
I was in Brooklyn because I was reporting, not sitting behind my desk, McNaughton.
Okay, kids. Who stopped it?
Well, there was this guy. I didn't see him clearly, but he was swinging these giant shipping containers and knocking these guys into the river. There is a vigilante that is fighting back against the Foot Clan. There's a huge story here.
O'Neill, I think you found Superman. That's cool.
The vigilante is real. I saw him.
O'Neill, I'm gonna assume that you would not come up here and tell us this fantastic story without some tangible proof.
I took this photo on one of the shipping containers. I actually think that it may be his calling card.
This is nothing, O'Neill. What is this? Is nothing.
That's exactly the point.
Somebody stopped a foot robbery and left no evidence. There is nothing.
Oh, I get it. You wanted me to put nothing on the nightly news.
Of course not.
You know, I'm going to pretend we never had this conversation. I'm erasing it from my mind. And the rest of us, we're going to go back to work. Let's hit it.
Okay, we're running with the task force story.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Channel 6 Morning News. New developments in that ongoing sanitation strike they tell you about.
But first, after reviewing the city's soaring crime rates with the police commissioner, Councilman Dan Greger took to the steps of City Hall, reaffirming the city's commitment to fight against the rising crime organization calling themselves the Foot Clan. He did so on the heels of a renewed contract with Eric Sachs and Sachs Industries.
Using the Sachs research and securities technology, this city greatly improves its chances of bringing the Foot Clan to justice.
Anticipated the vigilante showing up at the docks, Master Shredder.
Omae wa sono kune no shita hazu da.
We've never seen an enemy like this. Their size, their strength. They're not human.
I don't believe in fairy tales. It's what society wants to reduce the Foot Clan to. A myth. But the Foot Clan will rise again. Capture the vigilantes however you can. Use innocent people as bait. No one will stop us in our quest to reclaim victory. We'll own this city.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming the NYPD's top benefactor, Eric Sachs.
Please, please, please. Sit down, sit down. I have to say, it's wonderful to see so many people out here tonight, especially in a neighborhood so hard hit by the Foot's crime wave. Years ago, my life was touched by tragedy. I was a young scientist working with a world-class team on cutting-edge research. And our laboratory was attacked, set fire to, robbed by the cowards that call themselves the Foot Clan. Several of my employees lost their lives that day. And it is in their honor, in their memory, that Sachs Industries, whether through Sachs Biomed, Sachs Robotics, or Sachs Construction, will remain committed to keeping the city of New York, our city, safe. So whenever someone takes flame to this city, I will be there to put the fire out. And that's a promise. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Sachs, April O'Neill, you worked with my father.
Oh, I can't believe it. I haven't seen you since...
Since his funeral. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you that your words really resonated with me, and I hope to one day contribute to the city in the way that you do.
Well, it looks like you're doing a pretty good job. Channel 6, very impressive, April.
Thank you. It isn't exactly everything I anticipated it would be.
As long as you are true to yourself, your father will always be proud of you.
Mr. Sachs, we have to be uptown at 7.
I'll see you on TV.
Eric Sachs was so inspiring. I know this is a story that actually matters.
The superhero one? That's a good idea. I should chase that down. Where's everybody going?
O'Neal, where are you going?
Hey,
April!
What are you running from? Hey, Louise!
Surveillance uplinks are showing heavy, heavy Foot Clan activity at the Broad Street platform.
We're taking hostages, dude.
What? You know we're not supposed to go above ground.
We've done this before. We started something, but we gotta finish it.
This is insane. That cat is playing chopsticks with chopsticks.
Don't be an idiot. Okay, let's rock and roll, boys.
Jaw connect with the concrete.
He'll be drinking out of a sippy cup for a month.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, brothers. Like shadows in the night, completely unseen.
What was that?
It's a camera flash.
We know it's a camera flash.
Who's behind the camera flash?
By my calculations, it's a girl.
Oh, we gotta kill her.
What?
With kindness? We got some powers on her dress.
I got this.
Right. No. Come on.
the camera.
Oh, look. He's doing his Batman voice.
Oh, she's so hot I can feel my shell tightening.
We can hear you. If you don't give me the camera, I'm gonna...
Enough! Back off, Raph!
I only saw Batman once.
Ma'am? Hello. I apologize. My colleague here forgot to say please. So, would you please hand over the camera?
No. Whoa, chill. It's just a mask. See? Don't freak out. Right?
Oh, I think that went well.
Blood pressure stabilizing.
I'm still here playing doctor.
She may have a head injury. She's a hot chick who may have a head injury, which makes it our civic duty to...
Ma'am? Can you hear me? Do you know what city you're in? Do you know where you are?
Have you seen that video where the cat plays chopsticks with the chopstick?
Can we focus here?
Guys, please, come on. Give her some air.
How are you?
Well, miss, we're ninjas.
We're mutants.
Well, technically we're turtles.
Oh, and we're teenagers. But we can still have adult conversations.
So, here, ninja, mutant, turtle, teenagers.
Well, when you put it like that, it sounds ridiculous.
See, she's looking at us like we're freaks. I bet that's why you took our picture, wasn't it? Show your friends.
Bro, that's a good thing. Maybe she has hot friends.
Looking for this?
Don't break it. No. Please.
How many times do I have to tell you? We don't break things. We fix them. Donnie already wiped the phone, genius. Problem solved. Moving on.
And who put you in charge?
You know who did.
Ooh, tension. It's been like 30 whole minutes since you guys had this argument.
Leonardo, you want to make it home before Master? We gotta hustle.
Leonardo. Do not say a word about this to anyone. If you do, we will find you. April O'Neil. We're on the move, Raphael.
Raphael.
Yeah. We'll find you, O'Neil. I'm sorry, that came across super creepy, okay? That's... We will find you, though.
Mikey, was that you?
Pepperoni.
Leonardo, I know those names. I know those names. Leonardo.
Complicated question. We're trying to change the world.
Look at the camera. Hello, Splinter. And these are my little turtles, Leonardo, Raphael,
Michelangelo, and Donatello. The fans want to see you.
I knew it. The vigilante. I saw him. I saw them. I saw them. And I've known them since I was a little girl. They were my pets. They were my childhood pets. And they were named after Italian Renaissance painters.
Mom, I want to move back home.
Is he here?
I don't see him. Donnie. My thermal scans indicate there's a 74% variable that there's a 61% chance that he's not here.
He's not here, guys. That he's not here.
Okay. Fall in. Quiet.
So, guys, if it wasn't already obvious with that girl, dibs.
If Master Splinter catches us, he'll send us back to the Hashi.
I ain't going back to the Hashi.
Every time you're in the Hashi, it's because of you.
Well, bro, you won't have to worry about me dragging you down anymore.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm going out on my own. First chance I get.
How are we gonna finish our hip-hop Christmas album, bro? You're the hype man.
Yo,
shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.
Shut
up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. My eye.
Shut up. Shh. He's not going anywhere. We all stick together. Sarah has bitten your eye, bro.
Guys. Guys.
We got a bogey. Been.
We weren't. I forgot to soak my retainer.
I'm totally sleepwalking. Look, Mike is sleeping and walking. He's totally innocent.
Enough. You disobeyed a direct order. Why did you go above ground? What happened?
Very well. If that's how it's going to be.
To the Hashi!
O'Neill. All right, what was so important I had to get here?
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you know how I saw the vigilante?
Yeah.
But I had no photos or evidence to show you, so I just sounded crazy.
Yes.
Okay, but I saw him again. Well, I didn't see him again. I saw them, because there's four. There's not just one, there's four. And I was standing as close to them as you are to me right now.
What do they look like?
I'll show you.
What?
Like this.
Like turtles?
Well, they don't look like turtles, because they are turtles. They're over 6 feet tall, and they speak English. I was awake all night. Please, look. I was awake all night Googling all the thwarted crimes over the past 3 months, and this symbol appeared at every single one. Look, every single one of them. This one. Look, here, 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 here. And it's an ancient Japanese symbol that means family. Is that my last
one? I can't believe you brought me to do this.
Here, here, here. It's here. This is my father's lab. This is the same lab where these things were born or created or mutated, or I don't know the terminology, but will you please just look at what I'm showing you and listen to me? It's all connected. The turtles are the vigilantes, and the vigilantes are these turtles.
Pizza has cheese, tomato sauce, all your favorite stuff. Eat it. Spicy nutrition.
Or not. I just want to be clear. You are now telling me that there are 4 6-foot talking turtles walking around New York City and no one has seen them but you?
That's what I'm telling you.
I don't mean to laugh, but is there anything else we should know about them?
They're ninjas.
I'm sorry, what?
And they do karate.
Okay, get out.
O'Neill. Could have been worse.
I just got fired, Vern. How could it be worse?
Maybe it's good. Maybe you should take a little time to take care of yourself. Come on, let me give you a ride.
Not unless you're going to the Eric Sachs estate. I'm not giving up on this story.
You gotta put that to bed.
Would all of those other great reporters that you worked with, would they have put it to bed?
That's different.
How is it different? They all started exactly where I am, right?
I'm not driving the Channel 6 news van onto the Saks estate.
Who asked you to do that?
You did.
And a thanks would have been nice.
Maybe one day you're gonna be thanking me.
So what do you want with Eric Sachs?
My dad needs to work for him. He's the only person that's gonna be able to tell me whether or not I'm crazy.
Crazy about what?
I don't need you to laugh at me also.
Oh, come on, O'Neill. This is the Fenwick Express. It's a judgment-free zone. A cocoon of safety.
Promise?
I'm insulted that you would suggest otherwise.
Ooh, 11 hours, Nahashi. Are you sure none of you want to tell me where you were last night?
How you holding up, fellas?
I ain't breaking if Donnie ain't breaking.
Experiencing intense nausea, but not breaking.
Guys, I'm in the zone. There's literally nothing that could break me right now. Starting to break.
Of course, you've all tasted the fried cheese pizza. But this... cheesemongers have speculated of its existence for centuries. Da Vinci's original masterpiece. I submit to you. 99 formaggio! The 99 cheese pizza.
It's not possible.
Mikey, it's a trap. A pizza with that variety of cheese is a culinary impossibility.
Shall I list the ingredients?
No.
Cheddar. Provolone.
Mikey, don't you do it.
Asiago.
Keep it together.
Palaggio.
I don't even know what that is.
Mozzarella, of course.
We left the lair because the foot were taking hostages, and we kicked some serious butt, and there was this girl named April O'Neil who took our picture. But we took care of it.
Idiot.
Oh, no. My worst fears have been realized.
Don't worry about it. Donnie erased the picture. We're not in danger.
No, it's April O'Neil who is in danger. Find the girl. Bring her here.
But, Sensei, you said to not go above...
Find the girl.
Find the girl.
That's what I told Thompson, and she fired me.
So they're aliens?
No, that's stupid. They're reptiles. Help people, I guess.
Heroes in the half shell.
Okay.
Come on, it's not that crazy. The animal kingdom is full of... I used to have a dog that could moonwalk.
Yeah, no problem. Nothing better than dropping off a pretty girl at a rich guy's house.
Hi, it's April O'Neil, here to see Eric Sachs.
April's arrived early this year.
I'm sorry to barge in on you like this, Mr. Sachs.
No. Please, please.
Thank you. I've been working on a story, and I have this theory that there are these vigilantes that are fighting back against the foot. I think that you and my father may have created them.
I'm not sure.
Please tell me everything that you know about Project Renaissance.
Well, it was a dream. A dream that died with your father.
What if it isn't dead?
That's impossible. We lost all our research in the fire, all our specimens, everything. I've spent the last 15 years trying to replicate the results.
You didn't lose everything in the fire.
This can't be real.
It is real. I saw all four of them.
Do you really want to know about Project Renaissance?
Yes.
Come with me. I was born in Japan, at a military base in Okinawa. My father went to Vietnam. Didn't come back. I was an outsider in a foreign land. and freak. I was a powerless and helpless boy until a local sensei took me under his wing. And he saved me, taught me lessons that I later shared with your father. 9th century Japan. An evil warlord ruled the land. He poisoned the water supply, bringing on the Dark Ages. Death and disease and suffering ran rampant, not unlike the Foot Clan and what they'd like to do to our city. Then one day, a hero rose, a great alchemist, discovered the antidote to the warlord's poison, the cure-all for his evil. Your father and I were trying to recreate that cure-all. We developed a mutagen capable of stimulating self-repair on a cellular level.
What were you going to do with it?
Imagine New York City being victim to a chemical attack. This mutagen would be able to reverse its effects. It would save the city, it would save the people. Those test subjects, those turtles running in their blood is the last of this precious mutagen. And up until a few moments ago, I thought we failed. I thought they died in the fire. How? How could they have lived?
Because I saved them.
Of course you did. April, the mutagen possesses powers beyond our wildest hopes. Whatever resources you need, I'm here. Let's work together. We'll find them. The course of human history may depend on it. I'll show you up.
Bam! You've been hacked by Donatello. Remember me, Turtle, Four Eyes? But enough about me. We told you we'd find you. Meet us here. You come alone. Or else we're... You shall be punished. And stuff.
Hello? You told me to come here. I didn't bring anyone with me. I did exactly what?
Okay. Are you April O'Neil?
Initiating retinal scan. Scanning complete. It's her. Guys, it's her.
Of course it's her, Donnie.
Hey, really? Glad you could make it. Hey, there's someone important we want to introduce you to, but first...
Oh, yeah. Welcome to my crib, girl.
Where are we?
Yeah, it's our Fortress of Solitude.
Our Hogwarts.
Our Xavier Academy.
Our next generation state-of-the-art Wonder Dome.
Oh, are we in the sewer?
No.
Technically, yes.
Yeah, it's a sewer. You brought us here, April.
Splinter?
She knows his name.
Oh, did you tell her his name?
Maybe she's clear.
Maybe she's a Jedi.
Come closer. It's been a long time. You always did have your father's eyes.
I don't understand.
Don't be afraid. All will be made clear.
This is crazy.
Been a miracle. The vigilantes who've been causing us so much trouble,
They're the test subjects. Those itty-bitty box turtles that we thought we lost in the fire. They're alive, Master Shredder. And they've grown into something powerful. It won't be easy to capture them, but if we can, we can finally carry out the plan that we had all those years ago. The city will be ours.
Sagase.
O'Neill's daughter was the one who found them, and she will be the one who will take us right to them.
There's the ping. We've reached the cloaking security.
Listen closely, April. I don't remember a time before living in that laboratory. That fateful night started like any other. Sax gave us our injections. Your father made sure our vital signs were strong. And you, as always, provided us with a special treat. After the brothers went to sleep, I heard loud voices. There was the smell of smoke. Alarms sounded. Your father had discovered the truth behind the man he was working for. He set fire to the lab. His last breath was taken, trying to destroy Shredder's plan. I was terrified, but then you appeared. And ushered us to safety. I never had a voice then, but I thank you now, April. We wandered the sewers until I found this place. It was then that the mutagen that was injected into our blood began to change us in miraculous ways. I saw how your father loved you. And I knew I had to show that same love to the turtles. I became their father, and they became my sons. Like all children, they were drawn to the distractions of popular culture. And I knew one day they would want to explore the world above. They would be ridiculed. They would need to learn to protect themselves, both mentally and physically.
Hey, does anyone want to play Buck Buck?
One.
Two.
Three.
Where are you going, Rat?
Come on, I can't play by myself. I need all four.
You're a buck shard.
Yeah, that sounds stupid. Like you, Mikey.
That's why we're just the hype man, bro. Want to see these moves?
Yeah, whatever.
And then I found a way. First, I will teach myself the ancient art of ninjutsu. The brothers followed my lead, accelerating at a wondrous rate. Their gift was also their passion. They lived, breathed, and dreamed all things martial arts. Then, they were ready. A katana, most noble of all the blades. It is the weapon of a leader. everything they are and everything that they've become was made possible by the bravery that you displayed on that fateful night.
Dude.
I was just a little girl.
And you gave us freedom, where others would have kept us in cages.
Wait a minute, Dad. All these years you told us we were rescued from the fire by a great guardian spirit, a Hogosha.
That's right. And this is the Hogosha.
What?
My girlfriend's totally the Hogosha.
Fortunately, our engineers have been making great progress in refining the robotics in your armor. We're taking it to the next level, bridging the gap between ancient tradition and modern warfare.
Why did you bring me here?
To find out who you've told of our existence.
Nobody that believed me, except for Eric Sachs.
Sachs. Just as I feared. Sachs is not a friend. His soul has been poisoned by the influence of a dark master, the Shredder. Shredder practically raised Sachs in Japan. He's like a father to him. Sachs will do anything for his master.
Wait. Sachs and Shredder? So why aren't we out there hunting them down?
Because, Raphael, the Shredder is a skilled warrior whose cruelty is ever-reaching. And you are just teenagers. The mutagen in your blood is of great value to them. Now that Sachs has confirmation that you are alive, I fear they will bring the fight to us.
Oh, no.
Glimmer and bridge breach. We have incoming. Oh, no. We got two breaches. Fan room, weapons wall.
Mikey, flank right. Donnie, on me.
We gotta go. Go.
Stand by to set charge. Lock and load. We're going on 10.
No live air. Tranks only.
Take him alive.
No. Get back.
Well, don't let them hit your skin.
What's up, bro? Oh, you think you can handle this, huh? I'm snapping, turtle fool. I meant to do it.
Get to the fan room!
Are you always telling me what to do?
Just go! Mikey! You gotta get Abel out of here! Now!
I got this! Abel, come with me! I got a safe place for you to hide, and if you get thirsty, I got a secret stash of Orange Crush behind the fridge. Don't tell Raph!
All these years, I've been trying to recreate the mutagen, and you
You just handed it to me.
You will not lay a hand on my sons.
Your sons? You think you're their father? Very good, rat. Your weapons, or your father will die. The fourth.
He's dead.
Destroy this place.
Thank you.
Sensei. Let's get into the needle room.
Package is secured. En route.
We're carrying 3 specimens and we'll be arriving at the state in approximately 40 minutes.
Prepare the containment units. Inside those turtles is the most precious compound on Earth. Mutagen. And we will drain every last ounce of their blood to get it. Even if it kills them.
Get the first aid kit! On the shelf! All right.
Raphael.
I'm here.
You must save your brothers. Stop, Shredder.
Sensei.
Some kind of a tracker.
It's Donatello.
Go, Raphael.
Let's go save my brothers.
We need a ride.
Oh, Neo.
Look, Vern, I need you to meet me.
At Cortland Alley in 10 minutes, please.
Wait, why?
I can't talk to you about it on the phone. Just promise me you're gonna be there.
What do you get talking about? You called me. All right, let me meet you right now. I'll play your little game.
What's with the hat?
What is with the... I don't know, it's a buddy of mine. It's just a goof.
What do you want to do? Want to head downtown?
Eric Sachs is working with the head of the Foot Clan. They just kidnapped the vigilante turtles to take them to the Sachs estate. We need to go. Come on, Vern.
Right. The turtles. I forgot. This is getting embarrassing. O'Neill, we're both consenting adults. We're both very good looking. You're better, probably. That's up for debate. But the point is, we don't need to make up excuses to hang out with each other. You want to spend more time with me. I get it. I would, too.
We need to get to the Sachs estate right now, Vern. Come
that's
on.
What I'm talking about, O'Neill. The Sachs estate with the vigilante.
Drive!
You're a talking turtle.
Yeah, I'm a talking turtle. And you're a human nerd. Now that we got that out of the way, hit it.
Never got accused of being a nerd before, but I'm sorry. How did he get in the...
Oh, my. Unbelievable. Look, man, look at you. I'm a hard guy to impress, but this is just the moment. And we were going to use rabbits. Can you imagine that? All we were trying to do is create an antidote.
For what?
Say that again. I want to hear your voice.
For what?
Well, we had this plan. A plan that we're ready to put back online today. I'll show you. Karai, show them.
Yada.
Do you know my building, Sachs Tower? Got that great big spire up on top? That spire is filled with tons of chemical toxins. Bad stuff. That kind of bad. In a few hours, Shredder is going to unleash all that stuff over the whole city. The initial death toll will shake world governments to their core. In 30 days, the city of New York will be a quarantine zone. And that is where my company comes in. I'm gonna save everyone with the antidote that is made from the mutagen that is oozing through your blood. The government will then send Saxon Industry a blank check, and I'm gonna be rich, like stupid rich. Shredder will force this city to live under our rule. We will be gods.
Yeah, I thought about doing, not becoming a ninja, but I was doing a bunch of yoga for like 10 days at one point, and I pulled a hamstring.
There's the gate ring.
There it is.
Ram the gate.
Ram the gate? This is Channel 6 property.
I said ram the gate!
All right, everybody strap in!
Take this canister to New York to withdraw the mutagen. Make sure that you drain all their blood. Time to take a bite out of the Big Apple.
Teach you well.
Raphael!
You focus on me.
Three, four total turtles. One's fighting a robot samurai. Why not?
I feel like
I clean it?
Who wants to clean the dojo?
I'll clean the dojo.
Endorphins.
Endorphins. We gotta get Raph.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Where?
Saks Tower!
New York City! Times Square!
Shredder's going to release a toxin.
It's gonna poison the whole city!
It's Saks! It's going to sell the antidote!
Made from a mutagen! It's in our blood! So we've gotta get going now!
Good. Let's do it for Sensei.
Okay, we're going! Everybody calm down! Look how calm I am!
We gotta move! Let's go!
Saks is airborne!
Flight time to Manhattan in 19 minutes!
Get us out of here, Donnie!
Oh my gosh, Steve goes!
Get down! Get down!
Are you guys okay? We're bulletproof.
Sweet.
Can you drive that truck? Yeah.
We're on Raph. Ready?
Just gotta hotwire this thing, I guess. Classic blue wire, red wire situation.
Keys.
Yeah, keys better. Drive!
I'm on it.
Come on, come on!
That's all I need is a backseat driving talking turtle.
Let's go!
Copy that.
I shouldn't have doubted you. Sorry I didn't stick up for you. I can't believe that you're not crazy. How crazy is that?
Target, 12 o'clock!
There we go, guys!
Donnie, what's the fastest way back to Manhattan?
We just need to stay on this road. If we can get to the maintenance hatch at the bottom of the hill, there's a sewer line 2.4 miles from here.
Mikey! Let him know up there!
I'm on it!
Two to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
sure you're getting everything.
Is 4 minutes out. Moving forward as planned.
Elevators and get up to the roof. You guys get out of here. Get to a safe distance.
No. We can go find Sax and get our hands on the mutagen as a contingency plan, just in case, you know.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
If we don't make it back, bring the mutagen to Splinter. It can save his life.
Sax Laboratory's on the 36th floor. I've already disabled the security system.
Oh.
And, good luck.
If I don't return, remember me, April. You can always find me. In here.
You're a complicated chick.
Elevator's just around this corner.
All right, guys, listen up. We stick to my plan, and we won't fail. Fan out in 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
elevator.
Nope.
First vial is filling with antidote now.
Initiating the toxin release procedure.
MC Mikey. MC Ricky Ricky.
Forget about that. Still got one in the tank.
I've been holding it in for years.
Wait, guys, we need to play it!
Seriously, you two, you're adorable, really. I could just pinch your cheeks.
Guys, he's coming.
Guys?
Johnny!
Johnny!
Come on!
I understand a girl with dead daddy issues. I do, but you're not going to stop me. This is history repeating itself. Your father walked in on me, April, just like you did. Took a few less bullets to take him down, though.
You killed my father.
Kicked out there.
We only got 50 more seconds before the toxin's released.
Hey, who wants to play Buck Buck?
Buck Buck?
What?
Buck Buck, Tony on a pony. Some people call it Johnny on a rock.
Wait. Yeah, let's play Buck Buck.
But why would we?
No. We do what Leo says. Lead the way.
O'Neill!
Take the mutagen with you. Just go! Go! This is another day in the life of a man of action. I'm not getting up.
You know how to use this thing?
It's a single command line interface. No one's used this code in 15 years. I mean, I read about it online, but this kind of thing takes time. There was no way I'd ever be in a position where the fate of an entire system.
I'll buy you some time.
Toxin disbursement in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Bam! System disabled!
What's
it tell you? I'm buying!
Tiramisu for everybody! I just If this is our last moment together, I just want you guys to know I'm sorry. I'm sorry I was so hard on you. Every time I pushed you, I threatened you, I yelled at you, I pushed you beyond your limits because I believe in you. I believe in each one of you. I believe in your spirit and in your intelligence and your potential. And every time I talked about walking away, it was because I was scared. I just didn't think I was good enough to stand next to you and call you brothers and say to you, I love you. I love you guys so much.
Ralph?
We made it.
Are you crying?
No, Ding Dong. It's just a little dusty out here.
Now entering his bloodstream.
Master Splinter?
Nothing's happening.
Why isn't it working yet?
Mikey.
Huh?
Mikey, come closer.
What did he say?
What did he say?
He said, please get your knee off my chest.
Sensei!
You're alive!
It worked.
I'm sorry. This was all my fault.
You were right. We weren't ready.
No. It was I who wasn't ready to let you go. All you needed was to discover that your true power lies in believing in one another.
New York's secret weapon.
It's your arm, Burn.
Well, I wouldn't be much use in a fight. Not that I was much use before, but...
Did you get a new car?
Yeah. You're looking at the new Fenwick Express. Pretty sweet, huh? Kind of an upgrade. Figured I'd need new wheels after my old work vehicle went boom. Yeah, Channel 6 gave it to me. They said don't put a scratch on it, but, like, lightning's gonna strike twice.
So is that why you called me here to talk about your new car?
I know that you're not exactly a fancy restaurant kind of girl, so I figured a creepy underpass and an abandoned neighborhood in the middle of the night was more your speed. Wanted you to be comfortable.
Ever, DJ Mikey in the house!
What are you guys doing here?
We figured we owed you a thanks for keeping our secret.
You know, you had a lot to gain from telling people about us. But you had our backs.
Yeah, that's what family's for, Ralph.
So, you guys are driving now?
Yeah, man, I pimped this bad boy out. I got a 42-inch plasma with the NBA package, shave ice machine, 7.1 digital surround sound.
Check the bass, bruh.
Uh-oh.
My bad. Still figuring out the buttons.
That was my new Fenwick Express. I just got that.
We better get out of here. Want to ride home?
You know what? I think we're gonna take the subway. We're gonna take the subway.
You sure? I got a real nice song that's all queued up. It's special, girl.
No, don't.
For us.
Come on, Mikey.
Yeah, I'm good.
No, wait, you promised.
It's happened. Imagine me.
Stop singing right now.
Just want to hear that.
Yo, I'm going to hit a rat.
Think about day and night.
I'm going to start playing. I'm not kidding you.
I'm making a mountain. I'm making a good headway.
Shut up, Mikey.
I can't feel it, but I'm
like the shutter. Me and my bros come together for the dough. Fuck the orange Lamborghini, call it Michelangelo. With the nunchuck dope, and I'm pulling up slow. When we fall up in the party, they know anything goes. Check my Rolex, they say I'm the man of the hour. All this green in my pockets, you can call it turtle power. That could come in between me and my brothers. We all around if it's going down. It's just us, all for one. Yeah, you hear him right. Our business done. We disappearing to the night. Came up together, so we all down for the fight. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Family ain't nothing strong as that. And I'll be posted where the strongest at. Brothers by my side, city on my back. Real heroes, that's what the people want. They ain't born, gotta create them. Saying we gone as soon as we stable. That's part of the plan. By my side, I'ma keep my brothers. Live or die, man, we need each other.